Kedim Chayodim, Klal Nun Dalad, the Siman Vav, and we're clarifying this concept of Nalocha as Tayar Lechem. So the Ramah in Simikub Samaches, Sifri Gimel, in the discussion of cooked dough, he says that this whole discussion is only relevant if it's something which, after you finish the cooking process, will have the appearance of bread. But something which does not have the appearance of bread, it's not bread-like. For example, it says lokshin shakarn vrumzalach. So I guess that's the Yiddish word for vermicelli. So lokshin, noodles, pasta, even though it's the chur of this type of a dough, it's a dough which is a thick dough, it's a very thick dough, and then it's cooked. So according to what we're saying, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the person should only eat a Toicha Suda. And the Mishnah Berurah would come along and say, well, since that was your intent, l'chatchila, it's not a problem. But we would have this discussion, what to do about it. According to the Chayyadim, a person should only, preferably should only eat a Toicha Suda. But since it doesn't have Tayar Lechem, it doesn't have the appearance of bread, it's not a problem. Now, exactly how to define what makes something have the appearance of bread and what does not have, something does not have the appearance of bread, is not very clear in Halacha. But in this case, it's very clear in the Ramah. The Ramah said that this is called a case of something which does not have Tayar Lechem, and therefore the no matter how much one eats, the bracha is Mezonos, and the bracha Acharna is Alamichya. The Ramah does continue, and he says that there's something which is called pastida and kreplach, which are more like a blintz, not the thin blintzes that we have, but more like a knish, better. So that's called tayar lechem, and therefore, so that'll go into this discussion of if it's considered pas or not. Okay. Now let's finish off the last part of the Chayotim inside, and then we'll be finished with Siman Vav. So he said this all discussing that the pieces are only if they are kazayas or larger. Pieces which are less than a kazayas, even if the actual bread that you cooked lose their status of being bread. So for sure something which is only a dough will lose its status of being potentially bread by being cooked at the size of less than a kazayas. He points out that before, in the case of the mebeim, these type of things, I did not discuss a difference in size. So why over there is there no difference in size, and over here there's a difference in size? Avalei b'simen hay b'losh b'mebeim k'mon elu shakaron ayra begalach ein chiluk be'im yesh b'chol echad kazayas eloy. Before, we did not discuss the difference between the whether there was a kazayas or not. The davka b'bishul yesh larmer d'mevatel mitaras lechem. Bishul, the process is can take something which is actually bread and make it unbread. It can change its status from being bread to being not bread anymore. And Chazal said that process of changing it, besides the fact that the bishul affects it, but it's a very large piece, the bishul doesn't have the power to affect it. It's a small piece, bishul has the power to affect it. What's considered large and small? A kazayas. So we're discussing over here the issue of bishul, so the size is going to play a role. Mashang and Mafia, Daraba Yere, Afia Nasa Lechem, over there the case before was all you did was bake it. So it's being baked, so that's not the issue. So what's the issue? The issue is the ingredients. The loss of the status of bread is not an issue that you're doing some process to it which is preventing it from being bread. It's a question of the ingredients. So in regards to the question of the ingredients, the size does not play a role. In regards to the question of the impact that bishul has on the food, then the size will play a role. We will come back to this issue. The Chayyim will talk about this in Siman Yud. He will talk about the case of cooking something which was bread to start with. That plays itself out in the context of Kneidlach. which is starts off with matzah, which is a motzi, and now you're cooking it. So it also plays itself out in the form of a challah kugel. So we will talk about those cases of Hashem when we get to later on in this cloud. Meanwhile, have a good day.